when you hear me moaning and groaning. You know it hurts me deep down inside.
See the light of day. I just moan and weep and pray. since my love is gone away. Well, I'm here in the dark, and I'm feeling so very blue. Yes, I'm here in the dark, and I'm feeling so very blue. Oh, yes, it's cold outside, and the rain is falling too.
Thank you. Cause I'm back and do my thing. The sky turns gray, and they say, your homie was DOA, it'll be okay. Your boy's laying out on the concrete. You wanna rap, but you can't spit it on beat. Your homies act like they don't know ya. You got sick and got the Rona. Too many deaths in Oakland, California. Way too many. Your homie got blapped by a cat raving his strap. A drive interview, you didn't get a call back. What's that? That's hella whack. Matter of fact, that's effed up. But like Pac said, yo bro, keep your head up. Pick yourself up and straighten up your crown. Whoa, don't let these obstacles get you down. You'll be all right. You know what? Let's pray on it, my niggas. Let's go.
Yes, we will. We're gonna be alright.
We're gonna be alright, my niggas. Amen, my niggas.
Yes, we will. We're gonna be alright.
Amen, my niggas. Amen. I know we're gonna be okay.
Yes, we will. We're gonna be alright. Won't have to stand
anymore.
Amen, amen. We're gonna be alright.
Lord, give me the strength to be a great man. Give me the strength to lend a hand if I can to my brother man, and hopefully he'll show that
mic one. And I was like, hey everybody, welcome to the Joke Workshop here on Mutiny Radio. That's pretty hot. It's kind of too hot, so I'm getting feedback, so I'm going to turn this what do you have it turned up to? It's because it's way too hot. Way too hot, like three. So see how it's popping in the red? How it was popping in the red? You don't want it to do that. But that's why we're like, hey. So we'd be like, hey, it's a joke workshop. Yay. And everybody's clapping. And then I'd say something like, our first comedian, everybody, put your hands together for Charlie Moore. And then you'd bring up the music. Yeah. And then you'd bring out the music and Charlie, because Charlie Moore would come up here and he goes like, hey, everybody, I'm Charlie Moore. I'm a comedian, blah, blah, blah. And you'll hear 3 minutes, and you'll be like, oh, a minute's about to happen. And then they finish up their last joke. They're like, oh, yeah, my clit's so big I can use a Cheerio as a cock ring. And then people are clapping, and you bring up the music again.
Crazy fly with your cute ass.
And then I say, oh, everybody, put your hands together again for Charlie Moore. I'd say, hey, Charlie Moore, you're a pile of dog shit. I would never say that. But pull the music out, because we'll do comments, and so it's like, the music's just for in between everything. So somebody will be talking here. Your jokes are so bad. How bad are they? They're so bad. Your mom doesn't want you to stay with her this summer. Ah! And then at the end, I go, that's great, everybody. Put your hands together for Charlie Moore.
Reason why we together, we just fly like Kim and Kanye, Oprah and Beyonce. We a power couple, fuck what our bank account. Mamacita, love how you make your veggie fajitas. Yo, then roll Chiba, she's the bomb. Quick to light the bong, then watch Chicha Chong. Let me know when I do wrong, but I stay right though. Don't wanna make her mad, she might go psycho. But that's alright, yo.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship, as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
International banking, diplomatic cables, nuclear missile launch codes all rely on unbreakable encryption. What if these codes were no longer secure? That nightmare scenario seems to be a reality. A shadowy underworld syndicate is auctioning off access to the world's encrypted secrets. The only plausible explanation for this ability? Someone has achieved the holy grail of code-breaking quantum computing. Veteran CIA agent John Clooney must track down the perpetrators and retrieve this technology for the U.S. government. And it's personal, as the Enigma brokers have already cost the lives of his fellow agents, perhaps including his partner. John Wessex, The Enigma Brokers, is the first book of the John Clooney thrillers. Get it on Amazon.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience, like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shit. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499. I was really just cool. Leaving the theater.
Cadillac, convertible 1969 gold Cadillac with the white interior. I drove it up here.
And I started to do some thinking.
Around in it on the freeway, and I'm having a really, really good time.
Flat black glass.
Smoking big spliffs and cruising.
Saturday, noon to 2.
On the freeway. Good feeling.
I am a total fan. Lori Stone's voice is absolutely right. I am Teddy Bogus, an adolescent. And I will cut
the Blake. Shit. Henry! Yeah, Charlie here. Yeah. I have a report here, Henry, from your chief nurse, Major O'Houlihan. She makes some accusations, Henry. I find pretty hard to believe.
The dude minds, man.
Has John Clooney's friend and ally become a dangerous enemy? Private investigator Anton Gruber has been CIA agent John Clooney's trusted aide. Clooney may have questioned Gruber's taste in cuisine, but never his loyalty, until Gruber double-crossed him. Escaping with his life, Clooney is sidelined while his superior attempts to discover how Gruber was compromised. The investigation delves into Gruber's astonishing past, from his unpleasant days as an East German border guard to life as a narcotics agent, from his time in the tango clubs of Buenos Aires to a trip up the Amazon in search of Nazi gold. John Wessex's The Prague Deception is the third book of the John Clooney thrillers. Get it on Amazon.
Hey, Mutineers, Stolowitz here. Have you ever listened to Labor and Love on Saturday mornings, 10 to noon, with Bill Morgan? It's a really excellent show, one of my favorites here at the station. And it's all about service. It might be the devil, it might be the Lord, but we gotta serve somebody. And Bill understands the virtue of service as the heart and soul of the labor movement better than a lot of people I know. And it's one of the reasons I love to listen to him. He breaks down socialism, democracy, protest history, workers' news, and the power of unions. Along with that, he serves up an excellent mix of jazz, Latin, gospel, hip-hop, and traditional folk ballads. Great stuff. Check it out. Labor and Love is every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Serve somebody.
Meals on Wheels is dedicated to fostering independent living for San Francisco seniors by providing hot, nutritious meals delivered to their homes. They're committed to fostering independent living for as long as possible. For more information, please call Meals on Wheels at 415-920-1111. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio in San Francisco.
Are you looking for local handcrafted leather goods? Look no further than Skin on Skins, a local mission, a leather working shop. All original pieces handcrafted for you. Jackets, belts, purses, jewelry, everything made out of leather. You need your bicycle seat fixed? You want it in cool leather? Under can do it. You have a motorcycle that you want to fit out with side bags and cool stuff? Talk to Under. Go to skinonskins.com. That's SKINONSKINS.com. You just went to Folsom Street Fair and you don't have enough leather? Go see Under. Everything is handcrafted and understated quality. Fine leather handcrafted goods for all of your needs. He also does fixes. Maybe you love that jacket. He'll put the zipper back in. Talk to Under at skinonskins.com at 20th and Mission. Check them out at skinonskins.com.
Volunteer for the San Francisco Food Bank. The San Francisco Food Bank relies on volunteers like you to help sort, package, and distribute healthy food to people in need in San Francisco. Each year, over 22,000 people contribute thousands of hours to fighting hunger in our community. This support will enable the SF Food Bank to distribute 43.5 million pounds of food this year, enough for 93,000 meals every day. But they can't do it without volunteers. Visit www.sffoodbank.org/volunteer. Again, www.sffoodbank.org/volunteer to find out how you can help.
San Francisco Mutiny Radio.
San Francisco Mutiny Radio. Yay! You're all here for Joke Workshop. Yay! I've never been able to host from the stage before, but I have the opportunity today on Joke Workshop because of the new show, Ugly Sundays, everyone. U-G-L-Y. They ain't got no alibi. They ugly. What? They ugly every Sunday. Days with a Z, friends. Check them out. It's going to be an amazing show starting up. But you're here for the Joke Workshop. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight because I'm actually going to sit in the audience and take